It's one of the best known of all the dinosaurs. Yes, it's the Stegosaurus, the one with a series of intimidating sharp plates protruding from its back. Well, the National History Museum here in London recently managed to get one that's 80% complete, and now scientists have worked out its body mass. And as Jonathan Amos reports, it's giving them unprecedented insights into the life of this iconic prehistoric creature.
Ask people to name some dinosaurs, and Stegosaurus will surely be on the list. As well as that line of bony plates along its spine, it had spikes on the end of its tail, a fearsome creature that lived 150 million years ago. But as recognisable as this dinosaur has become, just how it lived its life is something of a mystery, because so few fossils survive. London's Stegosaurus, nicknamed Sophie, is changing all that. Her preservation is superb, and scientists can now report in the journal Biology Letters that they know her weight. 1.6 tons. Sophie was a juvenile. She'd have been much bigger if she'd lived into adulthood. Armed with the new data, the team is next trying to work out how Sophie ate and moved.
If we want to estimate how fast an animal runs, we need body mass. So yeah, so we're really glad that we've been able to kind of get a hold on this very early on.
Lipstick may not be the most obvious weapon of war, but it seems the supply of cosmetics was a high priority for the British government during the Second World War. Julie Peacock has been to a new exhibition which shows beauty was seen as a duty.
This part of the exhibition is called Beauty is Duty. What did that mean?
I think what this section tells us is about the pressure that is put upon women in the Second World War to carry on looking good. If you do not look your best, basically you are giving over to the enemy. We're standing just now in front of a big graphic wall which has some of the adverts. It's this idea of still having some control over your day-to-day life and the war not completely destroying your access to these things. I think what this reminds us is the impact upon personal lives. So what it shows you and reminds you is just how far the impact of the war went on daily, ordinary life. And that really is what this exhibition is about.